So as I settle down to pray on the passage from the Gospel of Luke, I begin with the preparatory prayer. Dear God, may all my intentions and actions be directed purely to your service and praise. And I stop to consider, how is God looking at me now as I sit here in prayer in front of him? If I have no sense of how God is looking at me, I ask him directly, my God, how are you looking at me now? And I ponder, what is God's desire for me now, in this moment, in this prayer, in this day? If I have no sense of his desire for me, I ask him directly, dear God, what do you desire for me in this moment, in this day, in this prayer? And I ask God for my desire. What grace am I seeking from this prayer? Openness, to sense his presence, peace, wisdom, guidance. I ask God for the grace that I am seeking today. And we come to today's scripture. As I listen to the reading, I notice What word or phrase jumps out at me and demands my attention? I repeat this word or phrase again and again. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for these things must take place first. But the end will not follow immediately. Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, and in various places famines and plagues. And there will be dreadful portents and great signs from heaven. But before all this occurs, they will arrest you and persecute you. They will hand you over to synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors because of my name." This will give you an opportunity to testify. So make up your minds not to prepare your defense in advance, for I will give you words and a wisdom that none of your opponents will be able to withstand or contradict. You will be betrayed, even by parents and brothers, by relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name. But not a hair of your head will perish. By your endurance, you will gain your souls. I stay with the phrase or word that has caught my attention, repeating it again and again in my mind. I reflect on this word or phrase. I savour it. What does it mean to me? Repeat the word or the phrase and allow it to sink more deeply. I notice how I am feeling. I talk to God. I tell him how the word or a phrase is affecting me. And I listen for his response. I remain resting with God. I am still with him. I feel his presence around me, surrounding me, enveloping me. I am still with God. If there is more fruit to be drawn from my first phrase, I stay with it. If not, I listen to the passage again and notice a new phrase or word which speaks to me. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for these things must take place first. But the end will not follow immediately. Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, and in various places, famines and plagues. And there will be dreadful portents and great signs from heaven. But before all this occurs, they will arrest you and persecute you. They will hand you over to synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors because of my name. This will give you an opportunity to testify. So make up your minds not to prepare your defense in advance. For I will give you words and a wisdom that none of your opponents will be able to withstand or contradict. You will be betrayed, even by parents and brothers, by relatives and friends. And they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name. But not a hair of your head will perish. By your endurance, you will gain your souls. I stay with the new word or phrase which has caught my attention, and I reflect on it. What does it mean to me? I repeat this new word or phrase again and again in my mind. I savour it and allow it to sink more deeply. Thank you. I notice what I am feeling. How this word or phrase is affecting me. I talk to God about it. I tell Him of my feelings. And I listen for His response. I rest in God. I am still with Him. I feel His presence surrounding me, His closeness to me. I rest in God. I talk to God about my prayer. I have a conversation with Him as one friend speaks to another about how I have been moved in this prayer. Thank you. And I close my prayer. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.